Hi, pals, and welcome to the Disneyland Paris show. Here's your hosts, Lucy, Chris, and Hugh.
Gosh.
And now, Disneyland Paris news. Movies, movies, movies.
Let's go on an adventure.
And that's a wrap. The witching hour.
It takes a village.
Eat me.
Make mine music.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, Disney fans, and welcome to another Disneyland Paris show. This week, I am so excited! We have got a lot of news for you tonight.
Got a lot of news.
And it's, do you know what? It is mostly good. There are two things I'm not happy about, excited about. Oh. Every other thing, and there are dozens and dozens and dozens, I am very, very enthusiastic about. So we'll get to that as it goes. But before we get going, let's see who's in the chat, because it takes us a while if we wait too long.
Who are they?
Get on. Today, first in the chat was Joey, who says, "Hey, lovely, is ready to be taken to Disney Adventure World tonight." Whatever does she mean? Name for the new kids' soft play area, I mean studios. Hope you've had a great Disney-filled week. The Dunn family are second in the chat. News, news, news.
Second.
Slip in.
I know, you're slipping. We've got John. Hey, everyone. Hyped for tonight's show. Bonnie is here under Lucy's name, don't be confused, who says hi, and she's all set up with a new coaster that Bob, who is also in the chat, got her, as well as a clock for us for our anniversary.
He's a good egg.
I haven't seen this clock. Uh-huh. I was meant to be a surprise on the show.
We'll have a look in a bit. Right. Yes, and we've also got Ruth and Faye and Lauren and Jimmy with the pink hand, the famous pink hand, and Andrew's here. Should be a quiet show then, says Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
hello to Ed and Jen and Nick. Nick says, we watched Wish this week, also had a question about lack of Donald Duck merchandise in DLP ahead of our planned trip in July. That's funny, because the first time we ever went in about 2002,
yeah.
I got a Donald Duck pen that made a funny noise. We've got Bob and Moritz and Lisa and Sugar Sweet Samantha, a.k.a. Sugar Sweet Mama, and Dawn and Cheryl and Wits Wanderlust, and this message held for review, and Emma.
Oh, wow.
What did you write? Is it rude? It'll probably be rude. Right, I'll keep it to myself. Okay. Okay, we have got lots and lots of news coming up tonight, as I previously said. However, there's something we need to deal with first.
Oh, it was the eat me.
Okay.
Thing made Sugar Sweet Samantha laugh.
Hugh.
Hello, Katia.
Told Bonnie earlier in the week that there was news about DuckTales, but that she had to wait until the live show, and the poor kid has been wittering about it. So please put our daughter out of her misery. What's going on with DuckTales, Hughie?
Hello, David. There is some retheming going on at Davy Crockett Ranch. And part of that theming, there's going to be, what's it called?
I can't remember.
Something
I told you.
Woodchuck.
Woodchucks. Junior Woodchucks.
Junior Woodchucks.
Yeah.
Which is something to do with DuckTales. But the thing is, Chris and I both had to look it up, because even though Bonnie watches DuckTales literally every morning, I must have missed the Junior Woodchuck aspect of that show.
It's funny because...
So if they're retheming something with elements that we've had to Google, is that a good thing? I think it is, actually.
it seems to be all the
subtle.
The nephews and niecey ducks, doesn't it? So then maybe it should be wood ducks instead of woodchucks, possibly.
So is this theming? Is this artwork?
It's retheming. It's going to be the next one to shut, isn't it?
After Sequoia?
No.
Before Sequoia?
Yeah.
Okay.
The next hotel to close for refurbishment is the Davy Crockett Ranch.
Now let's
Who had that on the sweepstake?
I know.
It needs it.
I forgot it was there, and I just want to declare, and now you've told me it's there, how much I care about Davy Crockett Ranch. But seriously, we should go there next time.
Yeah.
Because didn't we enjoy it?
Yes, it was good. Yeah.
Didn't we enjoy it?
We went to Christmas. I just wish there was, like, they made some kind of tunnel where you could just walk to the park from there, because you could walk, but you can't walk.
Because it's dual carriageways.
Yeah.
And also, it's not easy. It's not impossible, but it's not easy to walk from your cabin to the main building either, because there's not really footpaths on the sides of the road.
It's like being in America.
It's times like this that I wish they'd invented teleportation so that you could just like teleport wherever you wanted to go, whenever you wanted to go. I spent my entire childhood wanting this to exist and imagining that it did exist, and it still doesn't.
Teleportation. You
know, we might have AI, but we can't teleport.
I remember when, like, before I drove, and I had to walk quite a long way to a bus stop, and then quite a long way from a bus stop to where I worked in the dead of winter, just like daily praying that I could learn to apparate.
Mm. I wish that we could all apparate. It would be fun.
Fun
story. Wouldn't it be fun? Oh. Unless you spliced or whatever
apparate.
It is.
I would be sidelong apparating us all the way to Disneyland Paris every Sunday to do the show live.
The money you'd save on travel if
Dr. Dre, don't just stand there, apparate.
Wouldn't it? John Parker said, we stayed at Davy Crockett December 22. Nice, but the beds are awful. Glad they're fully replacing the cabins.
Mm.
Yep. Yes, we really like the setting. I have no like love for the cabins themselves. I don't dislike them. They were a little bit dated and tired. I can see why they're refurbing them. But the idea of staying out of the park in that kind of foresty area is gorgeous.
Yes.
Really nice.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
And now people are talking about other things, so I will move on. Love David Crockett, but wish they were doing the Sequoia refurb next. Yeah, I don't know. I'm dreading Sequoia shutting, to be honest, or partially shutting or shutting in stages. I think that it will impact prices, it will impact availability.
Well, but don't you think Davy Crockett closing will impact prices as well? It's going to be an interesting one, because I guess your people from there are going to go Santa Fe now, are they?
There's no need to close massive amounts of that at the same time, though. They can refurb five cabins at a time without
really...
Is that
really what they're going to do, though? Okay, fair
enough. I mean, there will come a point where they have to do the main building a bit.
We will get onto the studios soon, guys.
But
my straight impression was, they're just going to shut the whole thing down, but obviously...
They're basically static caravans with extras, basically. I think that they'll do the majority of
it. Can't the old ones out,
bring
the new ones Hugh, this is all part of the same... April 12th
it
press
is.
Release, though. So.
I know it is. I'm just... I just know that there are some people who like, think, oh, it's a funny one to lead with. We're just easing you in.
There was no other news this week, so, you know...
Yeah, it's been quiet.
Before we get to this, because I know everyone... I like to increase the suspense. There was a philosopher once that said positive... Suspense is better than disappointment, I think, is the phrase.
All right.
Something like that.
I thought you were quoting Ebenezer Good.
I am bear thirsty, Huey. Bear thirsty, as the kids would say.
Hey, ole, it's your time.
All together. In your tiki 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 cup. Well, you made yourself a beverage. Now drink it up from your tiki 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 cup. Chris is in a silly mood today.
I am in a bit of a silly mood, and I'm not entirely sure why.
Let's see if we can swan him down with this Vive Twisted Fruits Zero Sugar. Is this the one you've said you've had before?
I've had it before.
I haven't had it before.
It's basically the Twisted Fruits Fantar.
3, 2, 1. Nice.
What is it? It's orange and kiwi and peach.
Look at the colour of that, guys. It's pink, listeners.
It's passion fruit. It's very tasty. It's very, very tasty. We have this regularly in our house.
We have a problem with the lip of this, Huey. Could you...
Oh, that's great.
Grab
it is great,
straw.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to go very nicely with some of the...
You're going to cut it with some...
Spirits I've got later in the year.
Ah, something to look forward to. Something to look forward to.
Hugh's now disappeared off to get a straw for Lucy, for those of you listening.
Oh.
Right. Next.
So what are you all drinking in your tiki cups, guys? What are you drinking? Bonnie's drinking orange and pineapple and lemon juice.
I think this would go really good as an ice cream float.
Mm.
I think it'd be great. Or as a mango whip float.
Oh, yeah.
This is delicious.
It's really good.
This is a taste sensation, not sponsored. Available now at Aldi.
Mm.
Wow. And no sugar.
Ruth's drinking a pink gin and tonic. I like your style, Ruth.
That is good.
I like your style. What? I had too much wine and gin and tonic last week as well. Yeah, she says, as always. Sugar Sweets month is like a cup of tea in a bell mug. I like that.
So there's a moment. I've just seen someone's comments there. Joey's just put a comment. So there's a moment in the new Bluey towards the end of it. It's a 23-minute special, by the way. Mm. And we watched it this evening whilst we had our tea. And there's a moment when
it's quite an event.
It is an event. It's the second Bluey drop in 2 weeks. But this one's an extra long episode, 23 or 24 minutes. And there's a moment in it where I really got really quite emotional, and I thought it was fantastic. And so any of you who are Bluey fans, a new one's just come out yesterday, I think it was, or the day before, and it's well worth a watch. It's really good. It's such a good programme.
I need to get on this Bluey bus.
Oh,
you know?
Man, you really do.
It's good.
Bonnie, get your parents to watch Bluey.
We have done. Bonnie was in it.
I just, when stuff like that comes on TV, I tend to go and do housework. I don't, like, Hugh sits and watches kids' TV with Bonnie, so he knows.
Well, I'm normally writing scripts.
Yes. Right, okay. Should we, shall we put our listeners out of their misery?
I think my problem today is that I'm overtired and I'm overcompensating by trying to be fake awake, so I apologise because anything could happen, and it probably won't be humorous or anything because I don't tend to get funnier as I get more tired.
Bob's having scotch and Sprite Zero. That's interesting.
That's a gentleman's drink.
I know. Well, is it?
And a child's drink.
Listen,
yeah.
I know I'm normally the tangent king, but can we get on?
Okay.
There's a lot of news.
Okay. I have to do these things in order. That's a wrap. Studio One had its closing party on the 12th of April, a red carpet gala night to say goodbye to Studio One. Oh. However, fear not, Studio One doesn't close till the 25th of April. It's a bit of a red herring, that. But it had Mickey and Minnie in their Hollywood outfits.
Oswald,
and Donald looking all dapper in his kind of white director's outfit, and lots of rare characters. They put the red carpet down in Studio One that they sometimes do. And you may have heard on the 12th of April, there was also a press event in which they told us some things.
Did they?
Yeah. Should we talk about some of those things?
Nah, I don't think anyone really wants to know.
I think we must.
Is the main one the name change?
You can't lead with that. You have to finish with it. You have to build up to it. That's what literally everybody has done with this.
Well, I'm finding out. Are we building up to it? Are we saying it now?
Well, we're not building up to it now. You've just told them.
You've changed the name. You've read it out as well in the chat right at the beginning of the show as well. So, I mean, it's not like it's top secret.
We all know.
We do.
But most importantly, Nick is having Sprite with no alcohol and Pauline is making a brew in her mini cup.
Nice.
Right. So as Hugh just told you, Walt Disney Studios Park has changed its name.
To?
It is now Disney Adventure World.
It's not now.
No, it isn't.
It will be though.
It will be. And it's still going to be Walt Disney Studios Park for quite a long time because it's going to officially change its name the day that... And this is kind of a spoiler as well. The World of Frozen has its grand opening.
We speculated about these names last week, and I even made a little reel a couple of days ago on our socials about it. And actually, we got quite close. At one point, I said, what did I say? Studio Adventure.
So the...
Close.
The thought is that it no longer reflects what this park is. So... The Walt Disney Studios Park is no longer a studio that is no longer showing the operation of cinema making of movies. That is correct. So I can see why they changed it. So we were joking that it's IP land, but that's what it is. And what I'm quite happy about it. It's going to be a place where there are lots of small nuggets of mini lands themed specifically towards Disney movies. And they've called it Disney Adventure World. Okay, boys, discuss.
Disney Adventure World.
How do we feel about it? I think we've also got a logo, Christopher.
Oh, yeah. So there will be spoilers here because I can come in and show you these, but I don't know what order the pictures are in because I threw them together in the last couple of minutes. So you're going to see things in the wrong order and we're going to scribble through them all and find them in the right order at some point as well.
Well, let me just say, I
quite like the name initially, but then I became worried that it was not unique enough when we've already got Adventureland.
Yeah.
Over in the main park.
We do have Adventureland.
We also have California
World
Adventure.
Now. California Adventure.
And then there's Chessington World of Adventure.
Well, the California Adventure, I guess, fine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Adventureland versus Adventure World could get quite confusing when you're talking to people about where something is.
It's also like the fact that Disney World is called Disney World and Disneyland is called Disneyland is deliberate because of the size and the like multiple parks aspect and the transport system.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what makes it a world as opposed to a land. And I think Disney kind of, I'm being a bit pedantic about this, but I think these kind of things matter. Disney then taking what is the world's smallest Disney park. I don't know if it still will be after its expansion, but it is at the moment. And calling it a world, I think, is a bit much. I think the word adventure is okay. It's not my favourite. This is one of the two things I'm not terribly happy about, just so you know. We'll get used to it and I'll forget about it. And it's just, if I'm being really pedantic, if I'm sitting in the boardroom with 12 other people going, let's think of the best possible name for this park, I think I would have had my hand up going, that's not it.
Yeah, it's not the best. I mean, there's a starter for 10. Yeah. We'll stick with it for a little while, see what else comes along, maybe. I don't know. I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. I think it's fine. I think, Emma's just said in the chat, I'm guessing all the areas in it will now become World of. So, which is possible. Mm. World of Frozen, World of Pixar, Worlds of the Pride's Land.
That's true, but we've already got Avengers Campus.
World of Marvel.
Plaster Remy, you know.
Here's the thing for me, mm-hmm. with this whole expansion. Where, in the changes that are coming to Studio Plaza and stuff, which I guess we'll talk about as well, where does Tower of Terror fit into that? And how long is it going to be before they announce the retheming to Guardians of the Galaxy? Because it doesn't fit where it is with everything else going around anymore. It just doesn't. It won't work.
Well, I'm going to pull back on that a little bit. Shall we move on and we'll get back to that particular thing?
Yeah, because let's put a pin in it. We'll put a pin in that.
Put a pin in it. Bloop, bloop. So, this won't take effect until they open the World of Frozen. So what we learn then is we've got a load of concept arts for how they are going to upgrade the studios. Now, this is marvellous because up to now it's been like we're making this boulevard that goes to a lake and that's a new bit and you get Avengers Campus. And we got Avengers Campus and we got the boulevard and the lake and we didn't really know that it was going to be a full park retheme. Now we know that for definite. I could not be happier.
It makes a lot of sense. It's exciting.
It's really exciting. Yeah. And it's really levelling up, to use a, you know, Boris Johnson term.
Oh, my God.
That worked, didn't it? How are we feeling about levelling up, guys? Anyway, it's really kind of upgrading things. And, mm-hmm. and it's also, it feels like they're doing it because they want to create the highest possible quality, not from a cynical money grab. Because at the end of the day, they could leave things as they are and not affect the bottom line. But they're going, no, we want to make this the best park in the world. And I'm really, really on board with that.
Yeah.
So we've got loads of concept art that goes with it. I'm just going to ask you, Chris, to start with Studio One.
Okay.
Studio One is going to become world premiere. And the premise is that you enter Studio One and you are going to a premiere in Los Angeles. So this is out.
This, not this.
Next two and another one. There we go.
Okay, there we go.
This is inside Studio One. So they're going for this outdoor, indoor thing. If you remember, the theming of Studio One used to be that this was like a warehouse where they put all the old sets and props. So it was deliberately very earthy.
Setsy.
But
it's dead setsy.
I'm bringing setsy back.
It was very real and literal and sort of touchable. This is going for that gorgeous thing that I love it when Disney do, where it's taking the outside and putting it inside. So this is a nighttime vista on a boulevard in Los Angeles. They've kept all the facades pretty much unchanged on the left, but now they are not meant to be sets. They are real buildings on the boulevard. And then on the right, they've rethemed Restaurant de Coulisse to Hollywood Garden Restaurant, complete with twinkly lights and
garden
fake trees.
Restaurant.
Yep, because they're going to put bring the outdoors indoors and bring trees indoors and things.
It's a wet set as well, so every now and again they'll make it rain just so you get soaked.
Nice.
I would love that.
At the end of Studio One, they I can't see it from here on it because the thing's small and I don't have my glasses on. But I think it says Disney Premiere Theatre or something. So yes. The big facade at the end is set up like the entrance to a movie theatre, and you walk through it as if you are going to a movie theatre. As if you're going into a movie theatre for a premiere. I think this is so clever. And I was one of the few massive fans of Studio One. And when they said they were closing and retheming, I was like, aw. But I think they couldn't have done anything better than what they've said they're going to do here. Because they can keep all the things I love. They can keep the live music and the band, and they can keep the swirling lights and all that exciting thing when you go in. And you'll get the lovely cool air conditioning that makes you feel like you're outside. And it also takes you thematically into the rest of the park and makes sense.
And Lucy, happy. What fantastic name are they going to give to this new part of the park?
I already said. World Premiere.
World Premiere.
So this is where the title Adventure World makes sense, because this is the world and it's going to be
the premiere of it. But as a place, it isn't a thing.
I know.
I said this to Lauren, she said World Premiere of what?
Yeah, like, yeah. Should it be called Premiere Building? Or, you know, it's just something a bit more ordinary.
Something French even could work here.
Building de Premiere.
Because the word Premiere isn't French.
They might as well just call it
Premiere.
I don't know. It just feels like what?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like, to the point where you'd said it as you were talking about all this then, but it just went straight off my head again, like it did when they were announcing it as well. It didn't make sense to me because they said it'll be a world premiere.
If another guest came up to you and went, Chris, because they know your name. Yeah. Everyone knows your name. Chris, I'm desperate for the toilet. Where's the closest toilet? And you
here now
gestured and went, in world premiere. You know what I mean? They'd go, what? That sentence makes no sense. In world premiere. Yeah.
What is it? I said to you this week, Hugh, I'll meet you in World Premiere Plaza and we can walk down to Adventure Bay together in time for our reservation at the Regal View. This is what we've got to look forward to in this park now.
Mm. To be fair, I never used them. I never used the zones in the studio parks at all. So we had Production Courtyard, Tuna Studios. I did say Studio One, actually. Studio One. I also always got Animagique Theatre and Cinemagique Theatre mixed up, so I didn't really use that. I would say the one with Mickey and the Magician in it. You know what I mean? So I always found the areas a little bit confusing.
Yeah.
I agree. This is odd. They couldn't give it a building name, though, because they're trying to suggest it's not a building.
Yeah.
If they called it Hollywood Boulevard or something like that.
Or Premier Promenade, as Lisa
Premier
says.
Premier Promenade would have been good.
Or Hollywood Gardens, because, like, there's the Hollywood Gardens restaurant in there.
That would have made sense. It would feel more
in. What about Way In?
I think Bonnie doing Year 5 English would be able to tell us, are they replacing a noun with an adjective? Is that what they're doing? You know what I mean. They do it. They're replacing an action word with a place word.
This
doesn't make sense.
Something that, in spite of the fact that I'm quite good at English, I always get verbs and nouns and adjectives mixed up.
So I think that looks absolutely beautiful.
It does.
I'm delighted about it. I agree with you on a purely linguistic way. The name is odd.
Yes.
So let's then go through that.
I think people will just end up calling it the Premier Building.
Yeah.
One of the things that's interesting about this, by the way, I know you mentioned the Disney bit at the bottom there, is if you go and look through places like DLP Report or other places that have reported these things, a lot of these props and things are already built and they've got pictures of them already in place. You can get a proper idea of what they're going to look like when they're put in, which is quite cool. It also implies that they're going to move at quite a lick of a pace to get this all sorted out.
Well, Studio One.
Andrew calls it Premier Inn.
World Premiere and Premier Plaza should be finished by spring 2025. That means 12 months from now.
There you are.
Which by Disney standards is lightning fast, let's be honest. But I just don't think they could afford it to be later. It's going to be very disruptive, isn't it?
Yes.
Right, okay. So
backwards to get to these ones, is that right? The day-night ones, is it?
Go backwards, yeah, the reverse.
I'll do the day one first.
Yeah. this is Premier Plaza now. Now, structurally, there's very little difference, except that we've lost Monsters, Inc.
And we've gained trees.
And we've gained a lot of trees.
Yeah, and I wish they wouldn't do this, because I always complain about this, but they put so many trees on the concept art that it's always disappointing when you see it in real life, because it's nowhere near as lush as it looks on these concept arts.
It's supposed to be, that is what they're supposed to be doing.
I think, like, the main USP they were saying is they're going to add foliage to create shade, well, so hopefully that'll be quite accurate.
Yeah, I hope it's as much as it is on these pictures. That's the thing.
Now, what they do, this is called Premier Courtyard, is that right? Yes, Premier Courtyard. And it's you're meant to emerge into what they're calling the theatre district. So they've really leaned into the theatre thing. So they've got marquee canopies on the front of World Premiere. Mm. They've got new marquee canopies on the front of Animagique Theatre and Cinemagique Theatre. They've also got, like, it's not red carpet, but it's like a paved entrance. I don't know if people can see going into the two theatres. They've added these, like, walkways that go in that make it feel like an entrance
in the corner of where we are.
Yeah, to a posh theatre. Yeah. That's right. And this will sort of go with the way that they've narrowed the space using the trees, and they're going to pave it like pavements instead of concreting it like a road.
Ooh.
To sort of zone things off and split the crowds. I think there's a bit of crowd management going on there. Now, the Tower of Terror, let us not forget, is called the Hollywood Tower of Terror.
Yes.
And when this was described, it said, so you step out of World Premiere into Hollywood. So that's what they're imagining that you are doing here. So okay. The fact that Hollywood Tower of Terror is directly in front of you, I think, whilst I agree it's a little, it's probably more convenient for them than anything else.
There's just nothing else there, is there? That whole boulevard is not going to be what it is now.
No.
All the rest of everything's going to have gone from there, and the view ahead is going to be the castle, and then you've got that in front of it.
Bit weird. It's a very popular ride. I don't think it could be Guardians of the Galaxy now, because Avengers Campus has got an actual entrance, and because this is now in what they are calling Hollywood, I don't think they would be able to Guardians it. I think it's not ideal, but sometimes you've just got to work around what you've got.
Good, leave it. I like it.
The other thing I find interesting about it, though, is we're getting this Adventure Bay thing, and we're going to have all these different worlds around it, but the view from Adventure Bay going back is the back of Tower of Terror.
That is tricky, because we used to have this studio thing. You could have exposed, like, panel work, couldn't you, in the past?
I mean, it's not horrible, the back of it, but it's not a weenie particularly from the back. So I think it's
maybe they will do some subtle line of sight trees and I don't know perhaps. Just let me find all my details. They're going to do a refrontage of Studio D as well, because that was meant to be like the back entrance to a studio. They're not doing that. They're putting a proper theatrical entrance on it to keep in with the theming. Animation Celebration and Tower of Terror are to stay the same, and this area should be open with world premiere spring 2025.
Ooh.
Should we have a look at it at night time?
Let's.
That's back forward.
Andrew and Pauline have both pointed out that Adventure Bay is on Paw Patrol.
It is, it is. That is the name of the place in Paw Patrol. So that's good.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't know that. That looks very nice, all purple. I wonder if they are planning purple lights or if that's just artists being artists.
Artists gonna art.
I have to say though, look, I love the transition between these two pictures.
I know, it's
there's something very aesthetic about that.
Do it again. Do it several times.
If you are listening, not watching, by the way, guys.
Day. Night.
Seamless.
Beautiful.
Hugh is going to put all these pictures on Twitter under the hashtag.
Oh, am I?
You tend to
hashtag
do
oh.
I don't go on Twitter anymore. Do I have to go on Twitter?
Oh, no,
onto
our account? You're right. Hugh's boycotted Musk's empire.
I can go onto our account.
Put it on the Facebook. Let's start putting it on the Facebook instead, because that is what we use. That is the right place for it to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's boycott Twitter.
So those people who are listening, not watching, this is going to go on the Facebook group.
Yes.
So you can be able, you'll be able to look at all these as you listen.
37 Disney Street - Disneyland Paris show, is that right?
Yeah, I just search for the Disneyland Paris show. Yeah, I normally find it.
Yeah, it's there or thereabouts.
I always get mixed up between that and our own account.
Our own account, yeah.
37 Disney Street. I always click the wrong one first.
Me too. I also do that.
Emma's saying Tower of Terror might slightly obscure the view of the world of Frozen as you come into the park to give a big reveal after you pass it. I think you're saying that's like a positive thing, don't you?
Yeah,
as you walk
be.
Towards it, it's like something reveals itself. That could be nice.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be hard for them to move the entrance to Avengers Campus if they made the Tower of Terror Guardians. It wouldn't be hard to move the queue entrance, but like that massive jock-off building, still going to be where it is.
Still where it is. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Probably what happened.
Pauline doesn't
not.
Blame Hugh for boycotting Twitter. It's a cesspit. I call it a toilet on a daily.
Hashtag not spawn.
Yeah.
Definitely not spawn.
Right. Okay, let's go on to the next one, Chris, if we may.
Next slide, please, Christopher.
Which one is the next one?
It's the... Well... It's what I have been calling the boulevard for many... Oh,
Sunset
no.
Drive. This is what I'm saying.
Oh, right. So, no. Go back. But it's going to have to be the Tangled one then. I thought we had one of the boulevard.
I don't know. There might be, but...
No, there isn't.
But I didn't know which way you wanted me to go. It was like a surprise.
It's fine. So...
That, that's the other bit that you wanted to show, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So you put that picture in.
So Disney Theatre World Premiere. That's like the big facade at the end of World Premiere, or what we are still calling Studio One for clarity.
So then it's like you walk into... Yeah. World Premier Plaza is you're actually going into a theatre, so that's where the magic begins.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of cool.
It is really cool.
But then you're going from fake indoors to
nighttime
to real outdoors.
I think that's like going through the wardrobe in Narnia. I can take that.
Oh,
it's like
that'd be good, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be good?
A Narnia theme park, but like the only entrance is just one tiny wardrobe entrance, and everyone's got to cram through it.
Oh, the queues! Right, so. What up to now we've been referring to as the boulevard or the promenade or the street that goes to the lake. They have now given official name to it. It is going to be Adventure Way. Again, I think we might be flogging this horse a bit far.
A little bit over the top with the adventure stuff.
And as you walk down it, on your right, you will see Ripon's Tangled Spin. So they're using Rapunzel's French name, but they are using the English for Tangled Spin. Which is interesting. And this is basically a teacup ride with Rapunzel's boats.
Is it going to be as fast as the teacups?
I that's not something they answered.
Because it's supposed to be like a journey to see the flying lanterns, which have now been banned everywhere. Because they set fire to barns! But that's kind of suggests a nice relaxing thing where everything is moving around quite slowly. But then you'd think, well, what's the point of that? It's a bit boring.
I don't know.
I want to know how fast this ride is fit in with the theme.
I don't need any more spinning rides.
What if it's like the Cars one? Yeah. It just whips you around and you can't even see the lanterns.
How much fun would that be, though?
Now you're here.
It looks beautiful. The boats look beautiful. The ceiling looks beautiful. I think it is a pretty basic ride, but this is the kind of thing that it's a good day filler, isn't it?
Looks a bit like the teacups, you know, with the lanterns and like the same ride.
Yeah.
But different seats.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But I like that ride, so good.
It'll do.
Yeah. That'll play. That'll play.
Lisa says, I love the hashtag I saw online because Rapunzel only has toilets and a basic ride. So it was hashtag justice for Rapunzel. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, finally, some recognition.
Yeah, she needs it. I still think
it's a great film.
That's the best Disney film of the last 20 years.
Ooh.
Personally.
And I agree.
Good.
I also agree.
When you get to the bottom of Adventure Way, we're going to get used to these things, you will get to the Regal View restaurant, which is going to be a character dining restaurant. So it's going to be signature dining overlooking, let's say what it's going to be called, Adventure Bay. And you can also, it's going to have VIP viewing packages. So I presume that these are more expensive meals. So you can watch the nighttime show. So we now have absolute confirmation.
From a Regal View. And therefore, they call the restaurant the Regal View.
I think
isn't that beautiful?
You can also see...
what an imaginative name.
You can see the castle from Arendelle. So you can see kind of a royal palace.
Royal palace.
I like that name. And, well, I have no problem.
Yeah,
with
it
that
sounds
name.
All right, but it just sounds expensive.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. You know. You can't afford to eat here.
No. Get back to the hot dog stand.
It's
know your place.
I think
if it still exists.
Made this point before at the Studios Park in that you've got you're very low on restaurants, and you used to have Restaurant de Stars, which is now Pim Kitchen, mm-hmm. and you would have Bistro Remy or Remy Bistro. Bistro de Remy, which were both really expensive restaurants, and all you'd have would be Restaurant Calise. Now, since then, they've reopened Stark Factory because that was shut for longer than Pim Kitchen was, I think. So at least you've got two big quick service things. But they're just going to add another signature dining. So where's your kind of like mid-level, where's your lucky nuggets?
Where are your lucky nuggets?
Where are your lucky nuggets?
They're in Frontierland.
That's also a very fun thing to say when you're from West Yorkshire. Lucky nuggets.
Aye.
We went to Upper Cumberworth yesterday.
Upper Cumberworth.
And I really, I was trying to not sound Yorkshire when I said Upper Cumberworth and I couldn't do it. Upper Cumberworth.
Upper Cumberworth.
Yeah, but that's good to know. More character dining, which I think Disneyland Paris is sadly lacking.
Which characters?
I believe it's going to be a princess restaurant again.
So now this princess restaurant in the main park and in this park.
Yes.
But
they're very popular.
And in the other park, there's the Cinderella's Table mm-hmm. and there's, I guess, Lumiere as well, because that does Beauty and the Beast type stuff. So is this going to be very, very specifically Rapunzel and Tiana? And
I seem to remember hearing before it was going to be a bit Tiana themed. Mm. Now, they haven't said anything about it, but it looks quite Art Deco. So I'd like it to be Tiana, and do you know who else? Louis. That's who I'd like.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
That would be really cool, actually. Yeah, okay. Yes.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
I just want to distract myself because STG89 has just said, "Hi all, thinking of getting DVC. Are you still happy with your resale choice? We can't decide direct or resale. We love watching your videos and we love the content." The reason I just wanted to call that out.
Hang on. Love your shirts, Hugh.
Love your shirts, Hugh.
Hey, I'm wearing a goofy shirt today, listeners.
From Gina and Steph from London. I've just come up from London 24 hours ago-ish.
I'm going down there in 48 hours.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, yeah. Right, Gina and Steph, I want to answer that question, but it's been a really heavy news day, so can you ask it again at 9:25 when we finish all news? Because I'll forget you've asked it, which is why I'm saying. So just ask that question again in 20 minutes and I'll answer it then. Otherwise, I'm so easily distracted.
We'll remember.
Yeah. Write it down on your pad of paper, Hugh.
We'll remember.
Yeah. Lisa says, maybe they'll turn Auberge into Gaston's Tavern, as could use some Beauty and the Beast representation. That is true, Lisa. However, the thing is, it's technically in the castle. So I think they'd really struggle to put Gaston in the... Because it's in the cloisters of the castle, isn't it? So I can't see that turning Gaston. I think it's more likely that if they're going to do...
Turn his hand to anything.
Beauty and the Beast. If you're going to do off-the-wall characters like that, they're more likely to do it in Regal View than they are do anything with Auberge de Celendrion. Do you agree? I think it's quite... It's branded, isn't it? It's branded.
Unless, of course, that would be all the rumours of Fantasyland expansions all come to fruition in the coming years and then they decide to make changes.
Oh, yeah.
You never know.
That's
you
true.
Never know then.
That's true. I want to remind everyone at every step of these conversations that we know nothing. We guess a lot.
We know absolutely nothing.
We've been talking about this subject for a long time, so we have educated guesses, but we've no inside knowledge. But that would be my take on this situation.
I just want to ask Dan what he's having for his HelloFresh, because... If it's anything like me, it'll probably be really inconvenient because he'll have garlic all over his fingers right now.
When did Dan say?
Right now.
He's cooking HelloFresh and watching the show.
Faye agrees that the Regal View has a Tiana feel about it, Tiana look about it.
I'm sure that's what they said when they first announced there was going to be a restaurant on the Adventure Bay, as it's now called. Paw Patrol, they'll be there on the double.
Emma Sylvester says, I never understood why it's Cinderella's restaurant in Sleeping Beauty's castle. Do you know what? I have never thought about that.
Just because it is, all right? Jeez.
How true is
Get
that?
Get off the backs.
Good point, good point. Right, so let's take ourselves to Adventure Bay now. No, we didn't hear anything about the other two lands that are planned around Adventure Bay. I'll get that out right now.
See, I'm just been Paw Patrol in my head every time you mention it now. Thank you, everybody.
I have never watched Paw Patrol.
Whenever there is trouble around Adventure Bay, Ryder and his team of pups will always save the day.
It's
yeah.
the theme song.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of kids singing that.
Disney. Yeah. I might have to change that name.
Disney. Surely, yeah. Someone somewhere is going to have a legal challenge with this. Mm.
We have an official name now for what we've been calling Arendelle, and that is World of Frozen. So whoever said that they thought they were going to keep putting everything to be worlds, I think, you know, it's looking right, isn't it? Because this is another world.
They're called Imagineers. Imagineers. That's the name of the people that have come up with these titles,
I know.
These places.
I don't know if Imagineers have come up with their names. I think the Imagineers might try and then the boardroom people get in the way.
Sounds a little bit like corporate thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also, I like it when...
Sticky glazed halloumi. Says Dan.
Just for anyone who's not currently in the chat, that's what Dan is having for his HelloFresh. It's not just Hugh's like... exclamation of surprise. Ooh, sticky glaze to
Lumi. There you go, Chris. I'm really enjoying myself tonight. Can I just say that?
The only ride that they've confirmed for the World of Frozen is the Frozen Ever After ride. Mm-hmm. Only one. Mm-hmm. So this is the second thing. I said there were only two things I wasn't happy about. I was happy about everything else. And it's that. Because it's a fine ride in Disney World.
It's a fine ride.
It's fine. We might have concept art of World of Frozen.
That means I have to do something, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Stop singing.
So I really had to run. That was teacher voice coming out then. Will you concentrate?
So this is the Epcot ride.
Yeah, I think this is going to be...
Which hurts my back.
Yeah. It's a strange one because the reason it exists was a hastily done retheme of, what was it called? Maelstrom, which used to be the old Norway thing. So like the track ride, they were kind of stuck with it and then they built a ride around it. It's the fact that they're now replicating it here. I'm hoping it will be enhanced and that they will rethink the track a little bit because we know that we have the best versions of all the rides. We have the best... Pirates, we have the best Big Thunder, we have the best
Small World.
Phantom Manor, we have the best Small World. So hopefully we'll get the best Frozen Ever After as well. But I was hoping for a new original ride. But never mind.
We've known it isn't going to be that for ages, though, haven't we?
I know, but I keep hoping, just like I'm hoping that it won't be Lion King.
But imagine what the Lion King rides will be like, though. Can you imagine?
Do you think it'll be prepared? You know, all that bit?
I don't know.
That would be good.
I would imagine it'll be a Hakuna Matata style boat ride involving like Small World type characters dancing about and falling over.
That could
be really good.
I want them to have a Lion King tapas restaurant and have Hakuna Patatas.
Hakuna Patatas Bravas.
Yes, I would enjoy that.
Oh my God.
you get to the World of Frozen by going over a swivel bridge, which will open twice
swivel.
A day to allow barges for on the lake entertainment. I presume that's the nighttime entertainment will require those barges.
I'm just going to stick barges in the middle of the lake and leave them there for people to see.
Yeah, like
like
at Epcot.
Yeah.
Hilda enjoyed me parenting, Chris. I have to do it more often than you'd think, Hilda. Praying for Pandora. I thought she meant the bracelets then, Sugar Sweet Samantha, because we've already got those. You want Pandora in Disneyland Paris? All right. I wouldn't be sad about that because it is an excellent land. However, I like it when we get original things.
I got told to stop whistling on the show last week because I keep making it, like, music comes into my head and I can't help myself, but then I totally distract Lucy when she's trying to talk and do things.
Yeah.
But so, I can't help myself.
It's also that I am also easily distracted. I think between us, our brains are quite difficult to tame.
Makes it fun though, doesn't it?
Yeah. John Park says, lots of viewing areas for the nighttime show. He is hoping for Fantasmic. Mm. I love Fantasmic. They need a mountain for Fantasmic, don't they?
What about something of our own that's original and better than the other parks? Isn't that what we like?
I mean, we've done well so far with the drone things. I like it when they do nighttime shows on Tower of Terror. And unfortunately, I think think that this will mean they won't be doing that. But yeah. There you go.
Oh, just on the better than thing, what's ride is better in the studios than it is anywhere else? Tower of Terror.
Slinky Dog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I can't remember which ones. No, I prefer Tower of Terror in Florida, actually. I think it's got to be more of a ride.
So that reputation's in the Disneyland Park, isn't it? It's not in the studios at all. Yeah. And if you think about Avengers Campus was a straight lift for Spider-Man Web Adventure.
We've got Flight Force and they haven't, but I don't think we're overly proud of Flight Force.
No. And Hugh, which is better, Rock and Roller Coaster in Paris or Rock and Roller Coaster in what they call it? Studio in the, what's it called, that park? I can't remember the name of it. Brain's gone.
It's hard Hollywood, to...
Hollywood, whatever it's called. Hollywood Studios.
They're very similar.
So the same track?
I think... I don't know if they're the same track, but in my mind, it's pretty much the same.
But again, not better than, though. And no. Especially not since it's Flight
better,
Force.
Equal, probably.
Ratatouille is the same.
Yeah.
Now, Cartier has said Slinky is better in Florida. Well, I mean, that kind of goes without saying, but I don't really class them as the same ride.
ours is a kiddie ride.
Yeah.
That just goes round in a loop.
They haven't got RC Bonnie Racer, Bonnie though.
It's fast.
They don't have RC Racer, though.
RC Racer is great. I like it.
Crusher's Coaster is better than the Nemo ride at Epcot. Again, come on. The Nemo ride is like a very slow, dark ride. Barges sound like Harmonious, Emma says. The fact that they're going to open and close the bridge makes me think it won't be like Harmonious, thank goodness, because that was a traumatic time in Disney World history. Won it. Right, that's everything I've got on the re-theme. However, there's more, so I'm just going to keep going because it's a lot. The Witching Hour. So there's a new nighttime show that's going to be on the roofs of Avengers Campus.
Oh, actually, you did ask.
I did ask.
I retract the ding.
it's going to be on the roofs of Avengers Campus later this year. It's going to feature Scarlet Witch and Doctor Strange. So this is interesting. At this point in history, it's be introducing a nighttime show of this kind that is apparently... The show calling it a nighttime spectacular compared to just... Because they have roaming characters up on those roofs all day, don't they?
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be quite a big thing. It's interesting they're choosing to do that now. My theory is they are wanting and managing to turn this into a full-day park instead of a half-day park and having... Number one, parades, and number two, nighttime spectaculars are two things that keep people in because they are time sensitive. So it's just kind of getting people into that habit ahead of them opening Adventure Bay.
They also, the studio one's going to be shut. It's going to be chaos around there anyway. They need as much additional entertainment as they can at the moment to keep the park viable in its current format, I think, as well.
What if this park becomes better than the main park?
Could you imagine?
And then they have to do something to the main park.
Do you know what? With Avengers Campus and one thing or another, we spent an astounding amount of time there last time we visited. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still won't say it's better than the other park, but we found a lot to do.
There's plenty to do. There just isn't really places to bimble around, is there, like there is in the other park? And that's what's missing from it for me, more than anything. It's not... I know the rides are a bit underwhelming, some of them and everything, but it's not that. There's just not enough of other stuff to do. So if they pack out a bit of that, you know, they get the London Park thing in there, that'll be a nice place to go and spend some time.
Walkthroughs and just things to look at.
Yeah, it's so much to like you stop and take photographs and just enjoy being there. Yeah. I wonder how big the World of Frozen is going to be. Because it feels like it's going to be huge, but then I bet it's underwhelmingly small.
Oh, yeah.
Is there something we can... It's not going to be Galaxy's Edge size, which is a real land. It might be like Toy Story Land size.
Maybe. Plaza de Remy.
I think it'd be bigger than Plaza de Remy. Because that's really just one building in a U shape, isn't it? And we know from concept art it's bigger than that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not promising anything. I'm just thinking, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it'll be more like Toy Story
Land. But if you look at the stuff that's been built at the moment, the pictures of all the concrete and stuff. It's not small, is it? It's a reasonable size, but yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
So exciting. Yeah. And then while we're talking live entertainment, we also have an opening date, or a premiere date, I suppose, for Alice and the Queen of Hearts, Back to Wonderland.
My God.
Right, go on, Chris.
The marketing for this. Have you seen stuff online?
It's insane.
The Mad Hatter walking around with security cameras at the entrance to the studios, and the bit of the music that they've played of them singing and stuff. It's so far from anything Disney ever. It's just weird.
It's just so
full
quirky.
Stop, 100% weird.
I love it.
Yeah, I don't dislike it, but it's just weird.
John said what I was about to say. It's so French.
Mm. Yeah, it is. It really is.
It's that weird kind of, ironic French sense of humour that people don't get, but is also hilarious.
All the marketing feels like, you know, the bits in between the songs during Eurovision when they go to the country and there's someone doing something a bit weird. Yeah. It's just that. That's what it's all like.
It also feels a bit, and I know this is French-Canadian rather than French before anyone corrects me, but it also feels a bit Cirque du Soleil. You know when you see the clowns in Cirque du Soleil?
Get that.
Not the acrobats, the clowns. It's got that kind of like quirky, arty feel to it.
Yeah, but at the moment, from what we've seen of it, you can't tell whether it's going to be like high-scale, super professional, amazing stuff or just some guys who've set up a group in the local town who are trying to make it in the big world. It's really strange. Really, really strange.
Faye says, so how does that fit into the worlds? This show, I mean, that's a question, isn't it? Love Alice, but the new show doesn't fit. Better to have an Avengers show. I presumed all along that's what they were going to do.
Yeah, I thought they would have done that.
I meant to look on the concept art, see if we could have clarification about where the entrance is. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago I was going, they can't have the entrance to this in Avengers Campus. So is it going to be around the back of Tower of Terror?
I think it'll have to be, won't it?
I think so. Or coming off, I'm trying to get the names right, Adventure Way or something, but that's not going to be open on the 25th of May. Anyway, we don't have long to find out.
No.
25th of May is 40 days. Do you know how I know that? It's 2 days before we go to Disney and we've got a countdown.
Are you going to Walt Disney World?
We are going to Walt Disney World.
Yeah. Well.
So, it takes a village. I'm moving on. There's so much going on. We also got concept art. We have pictures of this. This should be the first one. Oh, no.
No, it isn't because it's still on the previous one.
Okay.
Give me a chance.
The updated village.
I forgot about this.
We were looking at the pictures of the interiors and they're just appalling.
they're
so boring.
So the Disney store is going to be replaced by Disney Wonders. In a way, this is a bit sad because it was the last remaining Disney store in mainland Europe, wasn't it? So now we've got one in Dublin and one in London now. The Paris one has gone. Mm-hmm. Champs-Élysées one has gone. But did it really matter? I mean, what's the point in having a Disney store at Disneyland when there's that many shops? You know what I mean? So it's fine. So we've now got Disney Wonder with newly done facades. So this kind of cheap tinfoil 90s things have all gone that we used to have. And we've got these kind of landscapey things with twinklies. They've all got different styles. There's a big Marvel logo.
Oh.
But what I'm delighted about is the reusing the 30th anniversary sculptures.
Yeah, I hadn't noticed
that. In the centre and all around Lake Disney as well.
Nice.
So they're sticking around. I could not be happier about that. I keep saying this, could not be happier. That's great. What else do we know? Disney Gallery and Disney Fashion are combining to make one massive clothes and accessory shop. I'm split on this, right? Because my favourite shop in the village was Disney Fashion because they had the little like reclaimed vintage area and they had quite an upscale boutique area. They had a pyjama area and I buy things there. However, we would always go in Disney Gallery as a kind of museum. We'd look, but we'd never buy anything.
Oh, I did.
Oh, did you?
Well, yeah, I bought the Disneyland castle picture.
Oh, that's
from
okay.
There. But
that's
only a print. Okay. You order it and they got sent home.
Yeah. I just feel they were probably not making as much money as the square footage was worth. But this is the kind of short-sightedness I always feel Disney get wrong, and that it's sometimes you have to sacrifice that for the actual experience of the guests. Maybe I'm wrong.
But maybe they'll find somewhere else within one of the other shops to keep a lot of that stuff alive.
Because, I really hope so.
Yeah, I do as well.
That was so good. John says, I wonder where they'll put the big castle model now.
Mm.
I mean, they've got to find somewhere for that. Maybe one of the hotels. Maybe it would go in the newly refurbished Disneyland hotel. Jen agrees about the 30th anniversary sculptures. I love those sculptures. God, they're using them again.
Mm.
Disney Junior Fashion, that was the last one before Rosalie, is being... changed to be Disney Home. So this is homewares and crockery and stuff.
Your Primark stuff.
Yeah. Which I think is fair. I mean,
at Disney prices.
At Disney prices,
in the time we've been going, they've tried to do all sorts with that shop. They keep changing. They were doing glass painting at one point. They've had it as a toy shop. They've had it as like a girl's princess dress shop. And it never stays one thing for longer than a year. They must have been struggling. And we all know Disney Homeware does well with the Disney
mm-hmm.
adults.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I agree. Hugh said, when we were talking about the refurbs of the inside, he said, can we pre-warn the listeners that I'm going to swear a lot about this? But we forgot to pre-warn them, so we can't.
No, I can't swear. So
tell me about the interiors then, Hugh.
So it's all kind of, how to describe it? It all looks like everything's like just like laminate flooring, just dull coloured shelving.
And it never works, this, does it?
Pictures dotted around.
I'm trying to show, but I don't think it'll work, no.
Maybe if you get really close.
Really, really close.
It is... I mean, they're not doing the thing they used to do where it was...
Yeah, kind of.
It's you know, in the old Disney store, they'd have massive sculptures up top and it'd all be quirky and crazy and murals on the wall. This is all white and gold. It's extremely tasteful. Minimalist.
It looks like a John Lewis.
Yeah.
Which is just what you want. Your kids are going to love it. They're going to be just so engaged by the brightness and the colour and the wooden ceilings.
I believe this one is Disney Wonder and it is shelves. I don't know what else to tell you listeners who can't see the actual pictures. It's square shelves.
Look up the word soulless.
Oh.
That should help you.
Which is actually exactly what Hugh wrote. After I sent that picture to him, soulless.
Yes, and I had to double check that I was spelling it correctly.
Oh, and that is absolutely awful in block capitals. He also said that.
This comes from the theory of merchandising, that you're meant to let the product be the main event.
That's the one.
Oh.
A little bit further forward. Yeah, zoom. Yeah, there we go. Good. Look at that. Hey.
Excellent. So what we're looking at is something, it's got... wood panelling on the ceiling and shelves.
You know when that's the office that you work in decided to do a modern refurb of their refectory area? That's what it looks like.
Mm.
It's just...
awful!
It's really, really awful. It's really awful.
Yeah. They're also... John has just reminded me they're also... I had so much news I couldn't write everything down this week, but they are also redoing the sports bar, mm-hmm. getting rid of this kind of like... manly pub thing, and it's a little bit more, it's kind of got booths and it's a bit lighter and a bit greener, so all that right. That looks a lot more in keeping with the theme of the rest of the village.
Yeah,
if you like the theme of the rest of the village. Yeah, the blue floors were imagination stars. Oh, when they used to have those twinkly blue floors, we loved those. One more piece of news. This also almost seems like nothing after everything else. But earlier this week, they had Disneyland Paris in concert by the Sinfonia Pop Orchestra at the Newport Bay,
mm.
which was just a classical concert full of Disney music and park music with a philharmonic orchestra of 60 musicians. I would have loved to have gone to this.
Mickey was conducting. I saw a video of him.
Mm.
It wasn't very good.
That was an event. Now, I've got some bullet points for myself. Like, if you've got time, talk about pins, bags, taps and apps.
I have another piece of news, though.
Oh, God, go on. Go on.
Yeah, right, okay. So Lucy's expecting me to go off on one now about something, but the news is this. It was also announced this week that Disney's electrical Sky Parade is getting extended until January the 6th, 2025, which means people like me who are going to miss out on it will be able to see it now. So that's really good.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah.
That is good. I'm glad we want to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And quite rightly, it's made a stir worldwide as the Electric Light Parade. I know that when we watch Disney World content and Disneyland content, they keep talking about, Paris have got this show. Have you seen it? Mm. I hope it comes here. And it's not often that we get that kind of love coming that way.
No, not at all.
So it's really nice.
Is the Disney Springs one going to be a drone show?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to see if we can see that. Although I'm sceptical about that. Right, I'd love to talk about that DVC thing for, was it Gino?
Yeah, you need to scratch off a country as well, I think, today. I think we
I
need
do,
to do that.
Or
we,
don't,
we keep forgetting.
Gina and Steph.
Gina.
And Steph.
Shall I talk about it quickly or shall I tell them we'll talk about it next week? No, we're very happy with our resale
points. In summary,
points.
Yes, we are.
we have repeatedly discussed whether we wish we'd brought direct, and we don't. We think the savings we made more than make up for the fact that we don't get the perks you get direct. I would have liked to have got an extra 75 points direct to get the perks, but they've increased the threshold to 150 and we ain't doing that.
Oof, twice.
No. I know. If we get more points, we will get resale. In answer to the home resort thing, we got Saratoga Springs. I only got that because it was the most price effective. I won't say the cheapest. But in actual fact, it's possibly our second favourite resort, isn't it? Saratoga Springs.
I like it.
And we weren't expecting that. We didn't buy it thinking...
Don't like horses, don't like golf.
Yeah.
But I still like it.
We didn't buy it because we're like, this is what I want to own. We bought it because it was cost effective and we've fallen in love with it since. Oh. So, I think your question was, are you happy with these? Would you get more? In both those, all those things, yes. We could not be happier with being DVC members, and this is our fourth trip on. I'm happy to answer more questions on that, but we are right at the end of the show. It was just a bad week for it. I'm so sorry, Gina and Steph. It's because because there's so much news this week. Ask me more next week if you want to.
We do quite often talk about DVC and Walt Disney World on our Patreon show as well. So if you've got actual questions relating to that stuff, it's probably more relevant to that show than it is to this one.
Possibly is, yes, almost certainly. So become a Patreon member, ask me everything you want, we will answer at length.
But how would one do that?
Right, you tell them, Hugh will give me two countries, I'll scratch them off, you'll tell them how to become Patreon members.
If you want to become a Patreon member, all you need to do is follow the link in the comments, in the description at the bottom, and
Northern Ireland,
can become one. It's £3 a month, and we do an extra 20 minutes after every show. Where we talk about stuff. Sometimes we do quizzes. Sometimes we do
Switzerland
film reviews. Sometimes we do Switzerland. yeah, and that's what we do. I think we're going to do an open one maybe next week or the week after, so you can have a bit of a taster and see what it's like if you want to come along and have an extra 20 minutes for once.
Well, should we do Wish next week?
Oh, possibly. I don't know whether I'll have time. The next 2 weeks are going to be difficult for me because I have a lot of work commitments. It's taking me to different parts of the world. Switzerland, actually. Coincidentally.
Scratch that off the map.
So who are you scratching off, sorry?
I scratched off Switzerland and Northern Ireland. I also, we hadn't previously scratched off England.
Oh, right.
But I did so because I thought it was daft to not.
Okay.
So we're getting there.
We are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to Australia, do we do the whole thing in one go?
I said that I would do, I'm doing America in states, but like Canada, is that? So do I do Canada in provinces? Do I do Australia in provinces?
I mean, how cool is it going to look when big bits have gone?
We'd already scratched off the Netherlands,
Whitney. We'll judge
Whitney.
It on a case-by-case basis.
I must have done you another time and not realised. You're already off. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Netherlands already gone, I think.
Yeah.
We've mentioned it three times, I think, now, to do the Netherlands. And each time we've gone, oh, no, we've already done it.
And Bob's in Malta. Do we get Malta on the list just because he's there?
Yep.
Yeah, get Malta on the list. If you
That's how it works.
Yeah. You're on holiday somewhere interesting, you've got to tell us because it counts.
We do have Australia written down here, but it just says Australia.
That feels like such a frantic... I'm just going to scratch off all Australia.
I think we should. We've had a couple of people from Australia get involved in the show and have trips as well to DLP from Oz.
That has been such an intensely jam-packed show.
It has.
We've only run over by 4 minutes because we rushed a bit at the end, but thank you so much for staying with us. We love to know your thoughts. There's so much going on there. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Tell us what you wish they'd announced. And we'll have a look through the all the comments next week rather than chat about it now.
Quick thanks from me to John, who sent through a bunch of stuff after all the announcements this week, which has really helped us kind of look through and understand what's going on and not just use DLP report for a change. And also thanks to those of you who sent in trip reports as well. I think we've got a couple at the moment. We will get around to talking about some of those things as we move on. But obviously this week's been a little bit mental, a little bit on the busy side.
I also want to shout out the Main Street News because they did a really good YouTube video on all this concept art. And I got some of my information from them. So thank you very much, the Main Street News. And if you want somebody a bit more scripted and concise, go and watch them straight after watching us. But if you're a Patreon, stick with us. We've got another 20 minutes to go.
We do? What are we going to talk about?
Lots of things. See you on the other
pop
side.
Music.
I've been Lucy. These have been the boys. Bye-bye.
See you later. I can mute the sound this time whenever I want. So.
I like it when you...
Sorry, what were you saying?